Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Just going 27 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And on the line, we're joined by none other than Pastor David Malatse, Bishop of the Bishop. Bishop of the Bishop.
Servant of the Most High God.
How are you, sir?
Ao mkhankam di mathaba ke mo hau fela ntate.
Ao batho mo ha.
Madume ha fele, madume ha fele.
Ah mo hau me ya. Ya me ya prophet. Me ya bishop.
Ao wadam.
It's good to have you back, Muruti. Thank you very much for, you know, sharing your time with us. We appreciate that. And we are looking forward to be engaging with you and, of course, learning a lot from you at the same time. So we started with the topic of the true worshippers last week, and that is exactly what we'll continue with tonight, right?
Amen, 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 amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Servant of the Most High God. And let me greet my beloved listeners of the Anointed Radio Station, Radio Pulpit, and Mahawa Mudimuko.
Yeah, Muruti, re buile ka the true worshippers concern e le kgang ya gore where we stand. Somebody might be listening right now, and unfortunately, this is something that we have been doing over the past few years. We have raised people that are not, you know, in line with the biblical concept as far as, you know, their relationship with the Heavenly Father is concerned. We have raised churchgoers. We have raised people that are following us, but we haven't really raised people that can be able to worship and praise our Heavenly Father and have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Hence, a lot of people get offended, and when they are offended, they no longer come to church, and then now they don't want to do anything. They don't want anything to do with their faith, etc. I think some of the I would say that one way or the other, we played a role in the mess that we find the church in, or the mess that we find ourselves in. Hence, you are talking about this whole issue of the true worshippers.
You just raised a very profound statement there. We contributed a lot in this argument and confusion. Especially right now, where must people worship? You see, we quoted from the book of John, chapter number 4 last week. I just want to read that, maybe 3 verses quickly so that Banaba Mudimo Basibo understand the way we are. The Bible reads as follows. Jesus replied, "Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter where you worship the Father, on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But a time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way, for God is spirit. So those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Now, when we look deeper into this scripture where we have read tonight, again, we realize that there was a conversation between Jesus and this Samaritan woman. And unfortunately, we don't know the name of this woman. And the Bible says, after Jesus starts mentioning things, some of the truth, and now this is the stranger, and she never met this man before. But the approach of this man to her, and how now this man is unpacking things, she now tried to change the conversation by asking Jesus, "Can they now? Where is the place that one can go to in order for one to be delivered?" And this is a very, powerful statement now that this woman is raising here. Now she's talking about the Mount. I mean Gerizim, and we know that a lot happened there. The study says this is where Abraham you know, I mean, a sacrificer. You know, where he almost sacrificed his son Isaac. I mean, on the same mountain. And again, there were some certain altars there that were made, you know, throughout the history. And the Samaritans hold on to that place so much because their ancestors used to worship there. Now this woman says, "Now that you have told me about my predicament, now that you have revealed things in my life," it's a Lorindian swinger. "So where must I go now to worship?" And now, Muruti, now you realize that this, hit home very quickly when it refers to us, we are the born-again Christians. You know, anything that does not align with our religion, Rona, I condemn, Raikapa. And that is why, for the longest of time, the preaching they were full of condemnation, they were full of, you know, undermining other people, not realizing that it is not about the place, it is not about where you worship him, but it is all about who you worship. And as we look deeper again into the Word of God, we realize that Mudimu Hasim Zalwan. And when Mudimu Hasim Zalwan, we cannot Zalanize him. It is very difficult to remake Hunka religion Yagona than Riete or Kiona H. and the classical fella, because Mudimu had duly, even Eric, Mudimu had duly, Kara di Temple, say him to Nkamatsu Abad. God is not that lazy that, you know, you need to go to the mountain in order for you to meet up with him. God is not that lazy that you need to go, you know, to a certain place, auditorium, a shack, a tent, you know, whatever building that might be there, under the trees, on top of the trees, you name them all. God is spirit. And now those who worship him must worship him
in spirit and in truth.
And this is why, Muruti, some of us, we had to go through this process, though it was not really, you know, the nice, you know, process that one might experience. But I had several questions in my life because I remember that I started this journey, you know, full of zeal. I was full of zeal, and I would go everywhere telling people, "Hey, you killed a born again soul." Because now, kitiba mo mudimu anto thinkiliti. But now, it took me time to akautiba gore mudimu ufamshina moka harunna ufita humacha kwenke. And this is where many people, like you have mentioned earlier, gore. But over nada now, they are sitting with a serious problem because the places where they used to go, and then bapompi, where, you know, bagogalwekan emotions, and they start jumping, rolling down, falling, you know, batsoregini pai pai. Those places now are challenged. And now, the power that they claim to have, that power now has totally diminished. Now, bakhutlela morao, now kalebella. Many people now, Bali, don't learn and now allow backslider because they were not thoroughly rooted in the way. They did not have this truth, Murutuaka, packaged enough for him or now, who to worship.
Harab fava to Evangelia and Hore, they can take it wherever they go. For them to go to heaven, for them to survive, for them to become victorious, they must worship in this tent. They must worship in this auditorium. Well, on that note, I would like to thank and welcome one of our listeners on Facebook, Kim Mirmutibedi, who is saying, "I am listening right now." Thank you very much, Mama, for listening, and many other people who acknowledged listening to us on Facebook. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Yes, Muruti.
Praise the Lord. You know, Muruti, I'm somehow convinced. I'm somehow convinced. I know that you are the major prophet. You'll correct me, but I'm somehow convinced that most, you know, of the superficiality in our churches today is there as a cover up of sin. And now unfortunately our churches are honeycombed with hypocrisy, man of God, a compromise with evil, and also a refusal to face up to sin. And this is where now many people, when you know they have challenges, they rather kick in the highest level of pretense altogether. And this is where now we will find many challenges in our churches, where people, by the way, they are struggling with issues. They buy their positions by giving the money and also by sponsoring the pastor with petrol and you name them all, you know. And now when the pastor is being pampered, you know, with the monies and all those things, it's difficult now for the pastor to address some of the things that will hinder people to see, you know, or not to enter the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is within. And as the Bible, you know, put it nicely in the book of Exodus, that the Ark of Covenant, you know, in a coverwork of gold, from the inside to the outside. That means to say, but in most cases, and whenever you come closer to them, many people, because those people who portrayed, you know, this image, or no, Rona, we are prayer warriors. You know, we have these people, Mruti, that they will come, but Mruti, they will not in a lemurwalo, waorekiko rapela. But now, what rapela, how does that mean, Uri? You must come to church. You can pray wherever you are. You can pray in your house. You can just go into your closet, close your door, you know, behind you, kneel down and call upon the Lord wherever you are. You don't have to travel all the way to come here to church. And now, Lord, now there are people who are working, who clean, where now they are working. So we have a lot of challenges. And those people who claim to be prayer warriors, they have serious issues. Say, Lord, they deal with anger. There is serious anger in them. Baba, they are struggling with the issue of unforgiveness. Baba, they are bitter. Some they are disappointed. But they cover up all these things, Rorona, really intercessor. But now, how can we worship him, Murutuaka, while we are still broken inside? How can we claim that we know him while we still struggle to forgive one another? How can we go out there and claim that we can pray and heal the sick while our hearts are still full, you know, with all this kind of bitterness? There are certain people, my Lord, they are not even in good talking terms with their siblings. They are very problematic. I mean, the relatives they have a say, but you know, if this one is a part of this meeting, then all hell is going to break loose. But you find that same person, intercession, why? Because we are afraid to address it in top the way the link at it. Now, when we have read, we realize that this woman, yes, she was broken. Yes, she was hurt. She had things, tailoring, but because when men, you know, saw this woman, I chose to believe that she was a very beautiful woman. I think she was one of the yellow bones, men of God. And because I can't understand why.
Oh, yeah, no, Gaudo.
Yeah, in a one of the yellow bones. Why all the men? Why all the men? And the Bible says, Basadi Balevasama, but this was their fellow woman. But this woman wanted nothing to do with this woman. And that is the same problem that we have even today in our churches, you find that bonne ba ba holo bana le problem ka bo sister because bona they did not have go have a bona sister o ba go pula the day matsatsi a le bana ba le bakhe ka bona bana le figure bana e how they want to compete with this young one. Instead of mentoring them, instead of sitting them down and unpacking their mistakes, you know, it is far much better, Murutuaka, to teach people about your flaws. Mm-hmm. I have sat, you know, with the great, the so-called great men of God, and many a times I became so disappointed with the few because instead of them telling me about their failures, instead of them telling me about their flaws, they will tell me about their success. And now, but when you look deeper into their lifestyles, then you realize, Mara, hey, Mara, una linkinga. And this is where now many people, they copied the same model. Mm. They cover up their nakedness. Kamakala Adifate, the same thing that Adam did when he realized that he was naked, the same thing that Adam did when he lost the glory.
You know how Wayana Muruti, the verse that crosses my mind is the one that says, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Somebody might be listening right now. How do we help such people not to repeat the same mistakes that we repeated because of lack of you know, knowledge and the like? To me, it means that before we focus more on serving and ministry, we need to be ministered to, and we need inner healing. We need to go to our Heavenly Father and say, Father, we are wounded, we were angered, we were abused, etc. That's why we have these issues inside of us. Please heal us. How important is that for us to go back and say, Pila, we missed the most important step there. We rushed to saving people without addressing the wounds in our lives.
Mfundisi. You see, the biggest challenges that we have now, men of God, the people choose to go and pay money on this one-on-one kind of necessity, failing to go one-on-one with God. You know why people always they try to cover up, you know, their nakedness by going out and seeking help from people. God is our maker. One day David, when he realized that he was in the serious predicament and he was between the rock and the hard place, when Prophet Nathan said to him, man, now you better choose where to fall, whether you fall into the hands of men or in the hands of God, David said, No, I rather fall into the hands of God. I know that I am in a desperate situation, but the better place for me to fall, it is in the hands of God, because He is my maker. He is my creator. He knows my end from my beginning. So instead of me worrying, an object to be used, but to maintain challenge, one-on-one. It's better for me to go one-on-one with God. Men of God, I can assure you now, and I know that you are a man of prayer. I know that you are full of wisdom. There is no any other better place than to go before the Lord and unpack everything before Him. Mudimu, He knows your heart. Mudimu, He knows. Mudimu hauna. Now, those who know Him, those who worship Him, they will go to Him, man of God. And the day I did that, I was delivered from this thing of running after people. The day I chose to take my matters and my issues to God, there were at some stage, man of God, where people wrote me off. They said I was going to die. There are times when people And that is the right time where I was baptized by the gift of the Holy Spirit, and I started praying in tongues. When I was weeping before the Lord, when I was seeking the face of the Lord, now I'm saying to my listeners tonight that one-on-one with God is the best. Because if we give him everything, if we lay everything before him, then the Holy Spirit will kick in and quicken our mortal bodies and heal our sick. Now, motho ya kula moyeng na konye pelele muruto wa ha hona ntho e mothabisa. You can go from one ministry to another. You can run from pillar to post. There is nothing that can heal you. There is nothing that can bring your life together unless you go back to the Maker. Hence, Jesus said, the Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit
and in truth.
Why see
wa bang khobotsa mmina thoko wa mosotho.
My God.
Ore lekunutu le morena.
Oh, shaka
rababosi. Sendele nalena go yo ya hona le lekunutung le morena le khosi kana tsona morena ke khosi banna. Ke mona ile tso le tseng khathatsang.
Tsale fa.
If o khathatsa ke monna hao, monna ile tseo bana ba hao. If it's your anger, your past, your hating, monele tseo, he will heal you. So in a nutshell, what you are saying, Kore, it starts there. Molikunutu.
Marutwaka, we need to go to God. Look, we deal with you know genetic assimilation. There are certain things, unfortunately, say Loring, they come a long way. Hence this woman was pointing back to her ancestors. Or my ancestors used to do 1, 2, 3, you know, looking for remedy. So Jesus said, no. And when you look at that time is now. Where now, I mean, for the past 5 months, you know, people did not go and dance, you know, before the Lord. I mean, we were even stopped, I mean, to worship. I mean, I remember some of the rules, Guri. No, there must be only one person in Akadina, and the rest are getting masked in my bed. That's why I did not bother. That's why I did not bother to go there. So, no.
Yes.
I can worship him wherever I am. Most of the time, I can play large worship as well. I am the temple. Murutwaka, we are the carriers of the Most High God. Harisamaya, we reflect the power and the light. That is why we need to be clean from the inside in order our outside or the people reflect. But the challenge and I can assure you now that people by Salem Bank too dim because Banehela whole. That's it, I give an about pool and the tool, bar clean and kereke because the more they are doing that is the more they are praying. People who are power packed when coming to the things of God. Give an about ha bank along fast by learning about the apparent. But those people, they've got too much God in the inside of them. And it's like now, when we are given another chance again, when we are given another chance to go and worship him, we can change the method and we can change the model. It's like a hurry away now. Rikaya kamoya.
Ish. Re ska ra di re tse ka tlala muruti kana tlala e risa di phoso tle tlala e risa di phoso hey ska ra simola ministry ka tlala re ne le simonyana mo le tla dira di phoso e be re fa batho ba se matshwane di maem hey muruti re le bohile tle your contact details to the listeners of Radio Pulpit who would like to engage with you right after this, Mfundisi.
072-316-3117.
And you're also on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook with him for David Malazi.
Bishop or brother or...
No, okay. Just Mpo.
David Malad, yes.
David Malad,
yes,
yeah,
Mpo,
yeah,
by the way,
yeah.
Means gift. Murudile Buhili.
Auna Taiki Ili Mondan.
Khabani. Thank you. Yeah, Kim Murudimo. 072-316-3117. Up next is Lala Nati right here on the Puppet, your daily companion. From God, from Obi, good night.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, Speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.